Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started. Happy episode 100! Yay!
The confetti, y'all. Cue the
happy
confetti.
100th Becoming Eva episode.
I can't believe it. I can't believe we're in the triple digits like that. Like it, yeah. It seems like we just got started. Like we, yeah.
It does. I think when COVID came, like I feel like the time just kind of flew by.
Yeah.
Even though like the days were kind of long, yeah, being stuck in the house, but it just really flew by.
Yeah. That I feel like COVID was like a time warp. Cause like I have to remind myself, like it's not 2020, it's 2024 right now. Like, cause it really feels like we were in a time vortex or whatever you want to call it for a minute. So, but yes, Toya, it was, yeah. Take us back for the people that don't know that are just tuning in, that maybe just stumbled across us. Like, can you take us back to what the inception of Becoming Eva was? Like how it came to be? Yeah.
To existence. Sure. So I was attending the Sarah Jakes conference in Denver, Colorado with my sister and my mom. It's a really great conference. If you've never been to one of Sarah Jakes' Woman Evolve conferences, it was amazing. So that was our first one that we were attending together, like a ladies trip out in Denver. Didn't have any expectations, but the praise and worship was amazing. The sessions, all the preaching, all of that was just amazing. It was during one of the praise and worship sessions, and I had this vision. I could see myself on a stage. There's an audience, like a live audience, and I was like, whoa, because you know, visions for me, they don't always come, but when they come, they're very vivid. And so like I could clearly see things, and I was like, you know, asking God, because, you know, God will speak to you when, for me, I'll say when I'm in an atmosphere where he's moving, and the atmosphere was set.
Amen.
Where God was speaking and moving. And I saw the vision and I was on the stage and it was a live audience, like a talk show. And I was like, ooh, God, was that for me for real? Because like, you know, God show you something and you'd be like, you didn't really mean to show me that, or that, what was that? That wasn't really meant for me. And so, you know, of course I prayed about it. And when I got back to Atlanta, I talked to my husband, Ryan Moore of Trackstars. He is
Ryan
known by
Righteous.
Ryan Righteous of Trackstars. That's his radio personality. And he was like, well, babe, you know, most people nowadays, they want to do like a talk show. They normally start with a podcast. And I said, a podcast? Because I wasn't even into like podcasting. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, you could start a podcast. I said, but I can't talk to myself for like an hour or whatever. That's crazy. What am I going to talk about? He said, well, no, you need a co-host to do it together. And he said, he mentioned you. He was like, Maya would be a great co-host. You should talk to her. I said, okay, I'll pray about it. And I think I called or text you, and I was like, hey, you want to go out for dinner? There's something I want to talk to you about. And she agreed. she thought I was going to tell her I was pregnant.
Yeah, I was going to say, I agreed to go to dinner. I didn't know what you was about to say.
Yeah. So when we had dinner, we went to Juicy Crab. I told Maya about the vision and I was like, pray about it. Do you want to go along with me on this journey? And she of course said, you know, I'll pray on it. And then she came back. And then when she said, yes, if you know Maya, she is a very business savvy woman. And, you know, she's like, okay, and we're going to do this. We have to do a whiteboard session and we've got to plan out our audience, plan out our colors, our topics. We got to get a name of our podcast. We gotta think through some things.
I'm a woman of order.
Yes, we got to plan it out, you know. So we met at her house and mm-hmm. we had these big white post-it notes yep. all over her dining room. And yep. we started, I don't remember what part we started with. Maybe the audience and then yep. the colors.
Probably the whiteboard session.
And then coming up with the name. That yep. that took a while, trying to figure out the name.
Yep.
But yeah, that's how it came to be. And here we are. It's totally, if you know me, out of my comfort zone. I am an introvert, shy. I don't like talking to people. It is definitely a area of growth. So this is the Holy Spirit moving in me at all times when I am here. If I'm on stage, it's like out of body. This is not me. This is not LaToya. This is the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So,
yes.
I love it. I love it. Amen. Amen. And Holy Spirit has been moving, Toya. He has been moving. So thank you for availing yourself to the Holy Spirit and yes. yielding to the call. Because I could imagine how like overwhelming or intimidating that vision may have been if it's something that's like out of your comfort zone where you're like, what? Are you talking to me? Huh? Like, that's huge. Very huge. Yeah. And so that was, we talked in 2019. Mm-hmm. And started the planning process, the rollout process. I went into my creative air mode. If you don't know me and my husband have a branding and consulting company called Creative Air. And so I was like, well, this is what we need to do. If we're going to do it right, let's, you know, put some things in order so that we can have an actual rollout. A rollout meaning like a marketing campaign leading up to the actual launch of the podcast. And so we started all of that, did a photo shoot and everything, built up our website. And, you know, once we got our branding and our target audience and our name straight and our colors and stuff. And so that was all in 2019. And we kicked off in January of 2020.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
We did.
Right before COVID.
It's March 2020 is when everything shut yep. down. I remember because we had another trip planned with my mom and my sister for my mom's birthday. And we had to cancel because literally everything was yep. like, stay in your homes. Yep. And, you know, we were like, okay, we got to cancel our trip.
Yeah.
It was a little uncertainty, a little scary. Yeah, and my husband was like, you're not going anywhere, especially in an airplane and with like all the germs and people. And he's like,
shut it down.
We shut it all the way down.
Yeah. So we started here in studio. We actually were in the Trackstar studio. They were gracious enough to let us use their space. And we had like a step and repeat banner behind us. And, you know, we were sitting in front of the microphones with our headphones on. And we were like doing that for what, maybe the first half of the season, first 8 or 9 episodes mm-hmm. before COVID officially hit and we went into lockdown. And so once everything shut down and we went into lockdown, we had to transition to online. So we were on Zoom the rest of that season. We closed yep. out on Zoom and just trying to figure it out. If you look back at those episodes, you could tell my lighting was horrible. It was just a whole lot. We were struggling.
I was looking blue.
We were going to finish though, y'all. We were going to finish. And so we finished out that season. And then we did that summer, we did a book club.
She's still there.
Yep.
Book club.
Crystal Evans Hurst. Shout out to you, Crystal Evans Hurst. We'd love to have you on the show. So yeah, we did her book club, which was super amazing. Like just a great book about helping you to get back in touch with all of the dreams and goals and visions that God put on the inside of you that, you know, may have kind of been put on the back burner or sidelined as life progresses, you know. And so we did her book club with our faithful few. Shout out to Kayla White, to Adrian Pettit.
Stephanie Bergen, yes. My sister.
Shout out, like they were holding it down with us. We actually went through it too with our Trackstars family as well. So shout out to Alfie Grant, Crystal Ricks, Jada Miles. Like we went through that book as well together. And so it was awesome to just have that community. Cause I think especially with us being in quarantine, everybody was trying to just figure stuff out and figure out life. And so it was great for us to be able to find solace mm-hmm. in one another.
And stay connected. It was great to stay connected with our friends.
Absolutely. So we did that book club over the summer. We came back for season two in the fall of 2020, and we were still online. We did everything online then. And then, surprise!
Then I was like, oh, I don't know if we can start the next season right away.
And I'm in business mode, like, why? What's going on?
Now, this time I was actually pregnant. It took me a minute to, like,
you were tell you. You had some complications.
Yeah, I did have a lot of complications. Yeah. So I wasn't really, you know, at a place like mm-hmm. I was really ready to share.
Yeah.
So
she announced
I was pregnant with the golden son, Mason Moore, our one and only son. Yes.
And so COVID baby was in full effect. So we didn't come back at the top of 2021 because Mason was born. He was born in February, right?
Mm-hmm,
he was born in February. And then
I did the little episode about supernatural childbirth.
Check that out, y'all. That has a lot of views too.
Yeah.
It has a lot of views, but check that out. It's on our channel page because that's an amazing testimony.
Yes. His birth was just by far the most amazing and quickest, shortest, without the least amount of pain as possible. So it was just a really great experience. But check it out.
Yes. Supernatural childbirth.
But I did that one like 2 weeks after I had Mason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, put the makeup on.
Girl, I remember it being a couple, I could be wrong, but I felt like it was days after you gave birth and you popped up on the Trackstar show. I was like, is that Toya with the baby? Like, what in the world?
It was like maybe a week or two.
I was like, what in the world? The sheer resilience of it all. That's all I'm going to say. the inner strength of it all. The grace of it all. That one is this one right here. Because I would be laid up somewhere like, come get your child.
I probably was like an hour ago, you know. We can fix it up. Make it look all right.
God bless you. God bless you for real. I am not the one. But Lord knows. So she, yes. Inner strength, grace, all of that. This one right here. So yes. We took off the beginning of 2021, did another book club, actually Woman Evolved that summer, which was cool to just read and reconnect, honestly, with the genesis of becoming Eva. And then we came back for season three. Yeah. And I think season three, we were still in studio. We were still online. We didn't come back in studio until 2022. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we were literally virtual online for about three seasons before we were like, okay, is it safe?
can we come out now?
Can we go back?
Can we come out?
Yes. Okay. And you talk about me being the business one. This one right here, decor extraordinaire. Like literally when you see her get a whiteboard or a pen and a paper and start drawing stuff out, like, you know, she's on a mission. She was like, okay, this is what I'm seeing. So by this time, we were able to secure our own studio space. Special, again, shout out to Trackstars for mm-hmm. allowing us to have a portion of their space to dedicate completely to becoming Eva. And so Toya come with the vision like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to put this here. We're going to put that there. And I was just like, just tell me what you need. Just tell me what you need and I will do it because this is not my area. This is not my
and
area.
And some of this stuff was, you know, I think growing up in a big family, I've learned how to stretch resources and, you know, get things on a budget and find good deals. Like this table was free and it didn't look like much when we got it, but like I painted it and the lady was like, you could just have it because it's all nicked up and stuff. Like, I was like, cool, because I could take your trash and turn it into treasure. Amen. You're trying to get rid of it. Amen. Sure, I'll take it. So, like, the table was free. The church Tri-Cities donated their couch. So we had a shout couch out to Tri-Cities. The first, like, few seasons when we were in studio. You know, we got a little couch cover, you know, some... I had some pillows, throw pillows at the house. I was like, we don't use those anymore. You know, like just taking stuff from the house and took that from the kids' room that they don't use. And
Jack and the kids. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
You know, we made it work. So, yeah.
Yeah. This one right here, though, because literally whenever people come into the studio, they're like, oh, and I'm always like, that one right there, it's all her. So yeah, so we moved into our official studio space, moved back into person. That had to have been season five of Becoming Eva, and our first in studio guest,
Portia Love.
Shout out to Portia Love.
Yes,
thank you for coming, Portia Love, because you ain't know us from Adam. Like, literally,
we were like, she's not gonna do this.
Exactly.
She don't know who we are.
I was trying to
But not us.
I was trying to slide in them DMs. Ain't her friend. So she, well, I don't think I follow her. But of course, if you don't follow that person, then your DMs go in a whole different other box. So I remember talking to my husband, Chris, like, we're trying to get Portia Love. And he's like, okay, let me reach out to her. Let me text her. And so thank God for him. Thank God for Track Stars, because she was like, okay, I know Track Stars. Okay, sure, I'll do your show. So shout out to you, Portia, for like coming through, because again, you ain't know us from Adam, but to be our first in studio guest, she christened the place and just brought the hype, brought the energy, and has been a friend of Becoming Eva ever since. You may have heard us talk in our premiere. She recently got married. When she got engaged, she came back on the show to share her journey, and you know, is planning to come back with her husband. So we just thank God for you, Portia, like for believing in Becoming Eva, for supporting Becoming Eva, and being our first in studio guest.
Yes.
Like, that's huge. Yes. So actually, yeah, season four or five, I feel like really things started to kind of pick up. So we were like, okay, God, we see what you're doing. And so we have been in person as much as possible since. Of course, if our guests are out of the state or out of the city, then we go virtual with them. But we always love having people in studio with us. So it's been a journey. It's been a journey. And I know one of our goals was to do a live event. And so we did have the opportunity to host a live women's conference earlier this year. And so that was a huge milestone for us, like huge. So we're super excited about that opportunity. And we're actually going to give y'all some snippets, some clips from it. So super excited about
yes,
that. Yes,
it was the 2024 Faith and Flow Women's Conference put on by City Takers, Becoming Eva. We were the guests, we were the hosts of the conference. So it was our first, live event as Becoming Eva. It was nerve-wracking for me. It was very scary for me. But, you know, the Holy Spirit helped calm my nerves and prayer. And, you know, I leaned on Maya to take the lead in some parts.
She did great, though, y'all. She did great. You'll see. She did great. But before we transition into clips for that, I really want to ask you, like just looking back at where we've come from, how far we've come, you know, we know there's more that God wants to do, you know, in and through Becoming Eva. So what are some hopes and some dreams and some prayers that you have for Becoming Eva moving forward?
Yes. So some hopes and dreams and some things that are already in the works. Is expanding our reach through radio.
Absolutely.
So shout out to my husband, Ryan.
Yay.
Righteous of Track Stars. He and your husband as well. They are collaborating with us so that we can begin to expand in the radio world. We're excited about that new opportunity for more ears to for our I guess, our episodes mm-hmm. to reach more ears to the places that they need to reach. It's evangelism through media waves, which is mm-hmm. great, because eventually, hopefully, we're going to continue to expand and get to that vision that I saw where we do have a live audience. Amen. And just remembering where we started from, I think is important, and staying humble as God continues to grow us and expand us. But I definitely see great things in the future, more live events, mm-hmm. more conferences, expansion of our studio, even Trackstars. Mm-hmm. I see great things in our future.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just excited about, you know, we've had some amazing interviews thus far, but excited about the more interviews that are to come, because I really feel like the great thing about the Becoming Eva platform is we talk about real life. You know, we talk about real issues as from a woman's perspective. You hear that in our intro, like we may interview people, but we're talking to them about like their real lives. Like we may talk about their projects or their books or what have you, but we want to know like what inspired that. We want to know like, how did you navigate through certain seasons of life? Because honestly, we as women, I feel like we're so good. And we were just talking about this with Toya, at like just powering through, that we don't always take time to, first of all, reflect, but then second of all, share those experiences with other people so that they can be encouraged and they can be equipped as well. And so we really want to make sure that Becoming Eva becomes a platform like that. So definitely more great interviews, but more events as well. We've talked about doing retreats and conferences and even hosting concerts or fashion shows, things of that nature. Like, we really know that we are called to impact the community from an events perspective as well, and just bring real dialogue amongst real women, Christian women to be specific, and to really encourage and edify and uplift one another. So super excited about that. Again, as Toya mentioned, I'm excited about partnering with our husbands. Shout out again to Ryan Righteous Moore and to Chris, DJ Jeremiah Dawson, our husbands, and just the amazing amount of support that they've been along this journey. And shout out to, honestly, to the Third Track Stars member, Sean David Grant, who has really been an amazing support to us as well. Shout out to the wives of Track Stars, if you will, Alfie Grant. Shout out to Crystal Rick. Shout out to Jada Miles. Shout out to Latrinka Lee. Like, these have been people that have really been alongside us for the journey. And you may not see them in front of us, in front of the camera, but they are very much behind the camera, and they are very much there supporting and encouraging us and giving us ideas and insights and things of that nature. And so we're so blessed to just have the village that we do of people that have come alongside to support us on this journey.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Cheers to episode 100, season 9, but, cheers to episode 100. We are expecting about all that's to come. And without further ado, we will turn it over to the 2024 Faith and Flow Women's Conference. See you next time.
See you next time.
For every open door, and I call you faithful, and I just want to thank you, Lord, for every mountain. For every time you brought me through, I call you faithful, and I just wanna thank you, Lord. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered.
That's why I trust. Welcome to the Faith and Flow Conference.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo. I am full. I don't know about y'all. Amen. Praise God for the worship team. Can we praise God for the worshipers? Yes. Praise God. Well, good morning, ladies. How y'all doing? Good morning. Okay. My name is Maya Dawson.
And I'm Latoya Moore.
And we are Becoming Eva. Some of y'all are like, what's Becoming Eva? Who's Becoming Eva? Becoming Eva is a podcast. If you don't know, you can subscribe. You can subscribe and find out all about us, okay? There'll be a QR code on the screen for you to subscribe and check us out. But we are so excited to be here today. We are all about breaking the silence within the female community, fostering intimacy, fostering transparency, fostering healing, and inspiring those around us. So we're so excited to be here, y'all. That's what today is all about as well, okay? So let's get into it, y'all. We have our first speaker of this morning. Say amen. All right, so we're going to introduce the amazing Kim Hardy to you. I'm going to read her bio. Kim enjoys every opportunity she gets to encourage and challenge her audience. So we in for a treat, y'all, okay? She challenges her audience, her clients, her friends, and family to live impactful lives. She is privileged to live out her calling as a professional speaker, life and leadership coach, amen, and author. Having written 7 books, her latest relaunch, 5 Keys to Getting Past Stuck in Stress at Work and Life, amen, I'll take that, was a #1 Amazon bestseller. She's been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Woman's Day Magazine, Good Morning America, Focus on the Family, and a host of syndicated radio shows. You can also catch her podcast called Live Boldly with Kim Hardy. Live Bold with Kim Hardy. I'll put it Y on that one for you. All right, but she's also a renowned speaker. She's been privileged to speak at thousands of attendees, conferences, churches, schools, businesses, and she's passionate about teaching truth to her audience that can be fleshed out into everyday life. Whether she is teaching from the Bible or teaching leadership principles, her deep desire is to see her audience live purposeful and God-honoring lives. Kim is known for her challenging content, humor, and the inspiration she ignites in her audience. When she's not traveling or working with clients, she loves spending time with her husband, Pastor Dexter Hardy, their 4 adult children, 1 grandchild, and volunteering within her community. Kim makes her home in Dallas, Georgia, where she loves relaxing on the patio while reading a captivating book and drinking a hot cup of coffee. So without a further ado, give it up for the amazing Kim Hardy.
This is spiritual, y'all. So I'm going to ask y'all to pray because there are women in this room that need a breakthrough. We all need a breakthrough, but there's somebody in this room that's going through something with a smile and some makeup on, okay? But she's going through something. And the reason I know that because 25 years ago, that was me. I was broke down. And my story was I went from a total breakdown to a supernatural breakthrough. And I was a pastor's wife going through a breakdown. So I know that you can look good on the outside and everything on the inside is chaotic and breaking up all over the place. And so I've been in places where everybody just started straight out, start speaking. We're going to pray for a breakthrough for that sister. We're going to let her know you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. Whatever you're going through, whatever the weight of your story is, you are not forgotten this morning. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you could not see. I'm talking about visibly, you could not see. I'm not talking blind, you just could not see. I remember my husband and I were living in Dallas, Texas. He was in seminary. And I was driving a friend of mine's mother. She was probably 80 years old coming to visit. And I was taking her to the mall. You know how you do, take people around. Like when people come to Atlanta, you want them to see the various malls and various things. And so I was taking her. And we were on a highway, probably 8-lane highway. Sunny day, y'all. Beautiful day. We just enjoying ourselves, singing, just talking about Jesus. All of a sudden, I saw the weather change. Within minutes, it went to pouring rain where there was zero visibility. Now, I'm driving on the freeway like people do on the freeway at a speed at that time, maybe about 60 miles an hour with now zero visibility. I'm not talking about I can see a red light. I could see nothing. And all around us, we were hearing crashes of cars. And then Tony's mom began to holler, Jesus. I was saying Jesus too, but I had to hold on to the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. And so I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to gauge my speed, not knowing anything, y'all. I know I can't keep going at 60, but I don't know where I'm at. And so I'm trying to go maybe 30. And I'm hearing it. She going, Jesus. And then she began to say, stop this car. And I never forget. I said, I can't see and I can't stop. I can't see and I can't stop. I don't know who I'm talking to today. You can't see, but don't you stop. Don't you stop because God has a plan for your life. I know you can't see. I know the bills are mounting. I know that the job may be saying we're going to cut back. I understand the relationship may not be what you think it ought to be during this time. The kids may not be acting right. I don't know what it is. Your body got aches and pains and you feel like it's getting so heavy. Don't just stop. I know you can't see. I had money, y'all, but I never activated the car. You got everything that you need, but you've got to activate it. You got to stand on it and say, yes, Lord, I surrender. I give you everything. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to pity patty. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to act like I am somebody that I'm not. I'm going to be honest and say, God, when you want me to confess, I'm going to confess. When you want me to repent, I'm going to repent. When you want me to forgive, I'm going to forgive. When you need my services, here I am, Lord, like Isaiah, send me. Use me. I'm your servant. I'm going to activate my yes when I'm down, when I'm in the dumps, when I'm feeling good, when everybody's calling my name, when they're talking about me. Yes, God. Yes, God. I will activate my yes. Give God the glory. Woo.
My God. My God. My God.
Activate your yes.
Can we just take a minute and give God our yes? Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way, Lord. Amen. We give you our yes. Hallelujah. Woo. Wow, my Lord. Thank you, Miss Hardy. Thank you so much for bringing a word this morning. Thank you so much. Oh, Father, Father, Father. My Lord.
I be like, conversation over, cause you already that I be like, I just can't be. The devil is a liar. Jesus is on a throne. And if you believe in him, the same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead lives inside of you. It's time to stop being afraid. I'm speaking to me. It's time to stop being afraid. But it is the time and the season to be uncomfortable. Let God move you out the way. Because then when you're uncomfortable and God stretches you, that means he's working. Because never in your wildest dream would you pick it. You wouldn't pick this battle. That means God chose it for you. And it doesn't mean that he chose it for you because you're so strong. I love y'all, but y'all ain't. I love y'all, but y'all ain't. We are nothing without Christ. But you are everything because of him. I love y'all. I got to go. But y'all keep this in your hearts and minds. Let today not just be today, but let this be every day. And let every day be Sunday morning. I love y'all. Squad, let's go.
Give it up, give it up. Woo. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know about y'all. I had to get my fan out. I was so hot. Woo. She came with that. All right. Give it up again, y'all, for Tiana Gunn. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for another giveaway. Could you do the honors?
Sure. Okay, if you have ticket 9999468, come on up.
468, last three numbers, come on up. Do we know who it is? 468, oh, yay!
Yes!
Congratulations!
What's your name?
Kim.
Oh, congratulations,
congratulations, Kim.
Yeah, I'll take it. Thank you so much.
All right, y'all.
Up next, we have a very special speaker, Miss Tammy Free.
Yes.
I'm going to read her bio. Tammy Free currently serves as a pastor at Crossover Church ATL and director of operations for City Takers, an urban outreach nonprofit organization based in Atlanta, Georgia. She holds a Juris Doctorate from Florida A&M University and served as an assistant state attorney for the state of Florida. After marrying Scott Free, founder of City Takers, she has dedicated herself to the work of urban missions in the inner city of Atlanta. Administering, speaking, leading, teaching, driving the mission of City Takers to raise up urban missionaries who transform cities through hip-hop, love, and Jesus.
City Takers facilitates radical serving initiatives for the poor and marginalized and believes social justice efforts start by loving our neighbors as ourselves. Tammy currently serves on the boards of Safe House Outreach, One Race Movement, and the Thrivent Member Network for the Southeast Region. She is a mother of a one-year-old and a six-year-old and a bonus mom to three adult children. All boys. So much fun. So give it up for Tammy Free.
All right, ladies. I love it. I love it. I love it. Welcome to Faith and Flow. We just had a little flow with Tiana Gunn. We had a lot of faith with Pastor Kim Hardy, brought the house down, activating our yes. And guys, I never thought I would be here. I never thought I would be doing this. This is so far from what I thought my life would be, but I'm honored and I'm grateful that he changed my plans and he changed what I thought I needed and wanted for myself, and he redirected it to be here. As you heard, I'm an attorney. I thought I was going to be in homicide. I watched a lot of Order. I was like, that was where I was. The stepping stone was to become a judge. I never really liked the thought of being a judge. When I was a prosecutor, I sat in front of judges all day long. It was boring, guys. The judges don't have all the power the TV and the movies make you feel like they do. It's really like they read a script all day. It's like, how do you plead? They ask the same three questions all day long. It's not that fun. Now, homicide. That's where all the action is. No, those were all the high profile trials. And I loved going to trial. I loved litigation. And so, imagine me when my plans got shifted, and that's not where I am today. I still got my law licenses. I can still practice. The Lord has changed that. I thought I was always going to do criminal law. I've been doing entertainment. I've been doing all other kinds of law. I never thought I would do family law, which is crazy. They always tell you not to do that. They say that once you get in family law, you're dealing with adults who act like children, and that is true, guys. It's so true. So I didn't think I would be here because of that. I also didn't think I would be here because, guys, I have a big confession. I have never been a fan of women's ministry. I'm so sorry. It's hard for me to say as a pastor's wife. It's been hard for me to say because everybody always looks to me like, what are women doing? What do women? I'm like, don't look at me. shout out to Latrinka because I had some PTSD. I gave my life to Christ at 14 years old. So I was a young woman transitioning, like, in my faith, coming out of high school, trying to figure out my place. And basically, after you graduate and youth ministry is over, they're like, go to women's ministry. So I went to women's ministry, and I was trying to be on fire for God, but I felt like they weren't talking to me. I felt like it didn't include me. I mean, I was trying to find a church. I moved a lot when I was practicing law. So from the ages of 24 to 30, when I got married, I moved to three cities and I worked in three different offices. And so every time I moved, I had to find a church. And I can't make this up, guys. I'm trying to find a church in Tampa, Florida. And I go by myself. I'm a young woman. I'm in my 20s, a young professional. And they're like, oh, my God, welcome, welcome, welcome. They were being so sweet. And then they typed me. They're like, well, you know, you can join women's ministry this. They actually had basket weaving. Guys, I got invited to basket weaving, quilt making. I mean, it was like all the things that I felt like, oh, my God, like this is like old women like things, you know. And then there was like a support group for moms, like a whatever, you know, like they were like, and we do this, and we do this if you're a soccer mom. And I was like, I'm not none of those things. After, you know, my journey and trying to understand things and through his lens, when I filled myself more with him and his culture and his identity, it hit different. When Psalm 23 says that he prepares a table for us, it means that you can comfortably sit at his table and have provision and protection while your enemies are surrounding you and you can't eat. Do you know what that means? You ever had trouble surrounding you? You don't feel like you can eat. You don't feel comfortable. When you can have the peace to sit at the table and give your enemies names, whatever they are, and you can eat, that's the table we want to talk about, that table. So it's a reminder that the battle is the Lord's and not yours. Whoever is our enemies, how much more are we going to let them take from us? How much more are we going to let a situation take from us? Are we going to let an incident take from us? A relationship take from us? A mistake? Sometimes it's mistakes that we don't let ourselves move forward from. We doing that. Nobody holding us down. Ain't nobody coming for us. Like, the haters ain't even thinking about you. Like, I mean, I feel like that's the biggest flex of being a hater. Like, they hating, you sad, they living. Like, and you letting it take from you. Well, not today. Not today, Satan. And not no more. Because we're going to sit at this table. And we're going to eat. We want to, after today, learn to overcome that feeling. We don't want to have that feeling. We don't have to have that pit in our stomach, worried, anxious about something we can't control. About something that God had already figured out. About something that's the Lord's battle and not ours. We want to get to a place that in the midst of that feeling and that tension, we can sit and eat comfortably, at peace with the Lord who set the table and sits with us at the table. I think a big part of the way we react is because troubles make us feel alone. They isolate. And the enemy loves when we're isolated because then we don't find encouragement. Then we feel like it's just us. Then we don't hear other people's testimonies that they came through and how they came through. So we feel like it's hopeless for us and we don't know how to come through. And then church culture, which is part of the culture that we're trying to fight to because people made that up, then church culture has put shame on people speaking their testimonies and their stories from wherever they're at. Right? And so we don't feel comfortable sharing, I'm going through this, or I went through this, and this is how I got through, because shame and guilt is attached to it. When here should be the place that happens, because there's so many other people who are going through that same very thing, but feel alone, and no one's talking about it. So we got 8 people in the room going through the same thing, feeling all alone. And that's just a lie, because there's nothing new under the sun. There's no new temptation that has come to man. This is all Bible. And so whatever you're going through, someone else has gone through, and we'll go through it again. But we got to be able to talk about it, because it don't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter your title. It doesn't matter. We're all getting attacked different ways. Some people's just look more visible. Some people's stuff is just a little bit more apparent. You want to be flowing in the supernatural, in the abundant life. You want your cup to overflow. You don't want to be basic. You want everything that God's had for you. He says that his kingdom is at hand. His kingdom is available to you now. You can flow in that abundant life right now. You can move and see people healed. You can change situations with the power of your tongue. It says that we have the power of life and death. You can see that now. You can move and shift the atmosphere in that moment. You can see the dead raised to life. The Bible promises that. We don't move like that. We okay with being basic. And the culture don't even like that. Culture don't even like basic. We're called to flow in abundance in everything that we do. Our cup runs over. So the table, it says, right? Our cup runs over. He anoints our head with oil.
Myesha Houston is passionate about teaching women to be soft while you pray, preach, and prophesy. Amen. All right. Myesha and her husband Mario host a podcast called Naked and Unashamed. They are transparent and authentic while encouraging others to take their mask off, get to the root of the issues, and see victories in life that can only come through the loving power of our Lord Jesus Christ. They aim to push brothers and sisters to have a closer relationship with the Lord, help build, restore, and heal marriages and families, and encourage them to believe that with God, all things are possible. So please welcome the amazing Myesha Houston.
I will let you guys know, so the bio that these beautiful women. Can we give it up for our host? They have been rocking it. And the bio that they read, that was cute, but that's something that's just on Instagram. The true bio is, standing before you is a 16-year-old teen mother that was raised by a single mother. I was raised in a family of women who just did not like men. They did not respect men, nor did they think that they needed a man, only for sex, but that's about it. And so as a little girl, I've always had just a proclivity to want to know more about Jesus. Though my mother never went to church, well, let me rewind that, just for Easter and maybe Mother's Day. But my mother did not raise me in church. But God had a plan. Somebody say God had a plan. She had enough in her to be a hardworking mother who would put me in a private Christian school. And in that private Christian school, I was not only taught arithmetic and English and reading and all of those things, but we also had chapel, and they taught us about the Word of God. And that used to be something I was so excited to go to. But even before that, she put me in a Christian daycare, and she would drop me off. My daycare provider, we called her Auntie. Anybody call somebody Auntie? I call her Auntie, and she is my godmother. She went on to be with the Lord, and she did well. She ran that race, and she got her crown. I know she did. But even as a baby, she would sit all of us down. It was like a million of us in this little shotgun house, and she would preach to us. She would teach the word to us. She would even have her daughter come in and read a book called The Divine Revelation of Hell to us. We 2 and 3 years old hearing about the divine revelation of hell. Somebody say God had a plan. So God was sowing these seeds in me, even though I may not have been getting it necessarily at home, but God has a way to order your steps to get you exactly where you need to be to become the person that you need to become. And before I go into my message, I said that the bio that they read, that was really cute. That's for social media. But I knew the Lord. I had a relationship with the Lord. But look, peer pressure is a mug. And so in high school, I would hear about the girls, the culture, talking about how good sex was. And you got to have sex, and you got to have sex. And they didn't tell me everything else about sex. They didn't tell me how they was on birth control. They didn't tell me about the number of abortions they got, but they told me you got to go have sex. Can I keep it real? So I go in like, you know, just like a deer in headlights, and I say, well, I got to have sex. And so one thing led to another, and I had sex. And on the first time I had sex, I conceived my son. You know, when God has his hands on you, you're not getting away with much. Everybody else can seem like they get away with it. You hear about in the culture, because we're talking about how to live out our faith in the culture, are we not? So the culture will lie to you. The culture will say, yes, it's cool to smoke weed and get high and have promiscuous sex and do all of these things, dog eat dog and be about your bag. But they don't ever tell you about the things that they go through behind closed doors. They don't ever tell you about how many pills and medication they on just to make it through the day. They don't tell you about how fragmented that their souls are because they have given their bodies to this man and this girl and that girl. They're looking for love in all the wrong places, but because they can do it for the gram, or because they look so good, or because they have a great body and a lot of money, you think maybe that's what I should be doing, but the culture will lie to you. I'm here to tell you, I was a teen mom at the age of 16. My mother, she was a single mother, and she worked day in and day out. So I didn't really have a lot of waking hours with my mother, so I hid my pregnancy for 7 months. The way that my mother found out that I was pregnant, we were on a cruise, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I start getting undressed in front of my mother, and she looked at me and said, Maisha, are you having sex? May that not be your testimony, you mothers. May God be so may you be so involved with God. May you be so involved, like Pastor Tammy said, in your secret place at that table, that you can begin to hear God about your your children, about your spouse, about your loved ones before they can even tell you. I believe that he can give us the ear of the learned, which means that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that we can discern what's going on with our children before they even utter a word. And so it totally took her by surprise, number one, that I was sexually active, and then number two, she was about to have a grandson in less than 3 months. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But I love my mother and I honor her, because when I told her, yes, mommy, I am pregnant, we have been having sex, I'm due October 23rd, and excuse me, it was October 18th, my son, he was late, he was baking a little bit longer. She cried, she said a few choice words, and then she said, we can do this. My mother never left me, never forsook me, and she is my greatest cheerleader. That's the bio. My assignment is really simple for this conference. Really simple. My assignment is to activate. My assignment is to impart. My assignment is to get a message to the women who need to be brought out of obscurity and propelled into purpose. Get Mark simply means that God is looking for you to be the one to clearly divide. Y'all ready to go into the culture? A clear divide. Spiritual versus carnal. Holy versus profane. God, Satan. Jesus, sage. Jesus, zodiac signs. Jesus, Capricorn. Jesus, Gemini. Jesus, or Taurus. Jesus, or Aries. Jesus, or Cancer. Jesus, or Sagittarius. I know them all because I told you I had a life before this pulpit. Jesus, or crystals. Jesus, or Orishas. There's a huge push to bring black people back to ancestral worship. And congratulations, anybody that watched Black Panther and it was Wakanda Forever, you got a clear picture, motion picture, of what it means to go back into ancestral worship. Worshiping the ancestors, worshiping Orishas, worship being involved in Ifa, which is an idolatry, idol religion against God. You can't have, you cannot serve two masters. It says that around the corner from Matthew or somewhere like that. Jesus said you cannot serve two masters. You're going to either love one or hate the other. It's got to be Jesus or homosexuality. You're going to have to choose. Because if you say that Jesus Christ is Lord, he may say, come to me as you are, but he didn't intend for you to remain as you came. Right versus wrong. We're talking about how to live out our faith in the culture. There's got to be a clear divide. And you want to know something? You look really weird by one day saying Jesus is Lord and by the next day saying I am a Leo. Because now you got two competing gods. Have I become your enemy now that I tell you the truth? Because there's a lot of Christians that walk around talking about Aquarius. It's Aquarius season. Do you even know what you are saying? Y'all may not like me after this, but I gotta say another one. It's either Jesus or Alpha Kappa Alpha. It's either Jesus or the Eastern Star. It's either Jesus or Omega Psi Phi. It's either Jesus or your Greek organization. I don't care what you think you went through to get them letters and that how it's going to afford you opportunity. One of the lies, because I tried to pledge, and I told you I was so filled with the Holy Ghost, it was just like, I couldn't do it. And I'm going to tell you, I tried to pledge a sorority in undergrad. And I was saved, and I felt like something ain't right about this, but because I want to fit in, because I want sisterhood, and they used to say God in service. I said, I can do that. You know, I can kind of, you know, figure out some scriptures to use to justify me pledging this sorority and da 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 da. But then I started talking to other women in the sorority, and one who was full-fledged. I'm talking about she wore the coat, she wore the colors, she had the license plate. And she pulled me to the side and she said, "Maisha," she said, "I am this, whatever the sorority is, until the day I die." She said, "But I'm going to tell you right now, it is not of God." Now, that was one of y'all sorority sisters that told me that. I know. It's getting. I'm here to irritate your demons, too. I don't know if I said that. I know I said that my assignment was to activate. Maybe that goes into activation, because I feel like it's a good thing when you come into church and your demons is activated. That's the perfect place for them to manifest, so we can have an altar call after I get done and we can cast out them demons so you can truly live life to the fullest the way that Jesus died for you to live.
All right, y'all. Without further ado, we're going to invite Queen Philly to come on up and take us home. Take us out. Hey.
So, yeah, initially I thought that I was coming to minister, but God, he brought me here to be minister too. So I'm very grateful for that. Thank God for healing. Hallelujah. And let him get the glory, y'all, in every single thing that we do moving forward. Don't let this word fall. Let it fall on good ground. Let it fall in the place of your heart. Let it be written on the tablet of your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your glory, God. Hallelujah. 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 I know y'all tired, so I ain't gonna ask you to stand. Splish fast, I was taking the bath. Wash away my calculating the math. Figure how do I get in, escape the riff and the wrath. Cause it's getting cold out here and I'm immune to the draft. Said I'm immune to the draft. I feel a goon to this test. Saucy ragu if you ask. I must remove all the trash. Clean up the stress, arrest and isolate from the mass. I had to separate myself. I don't appear to be clear. Silent explosion, I blast. Inside my pain is like glass broken. I hide from my past. Hide from my past. Broken, I hide from my past. God, get the glory. You can use my story. I don't have to worry. I'm coming out with the fight. Get the glory. You can use my story. I don't have to worry. It's not my will, it's your mind. It's not my will, it's your mind. If I'm not at the top, then it must be the middle. Cause the bottom too low and I'm too close to the ceiling. Like a ripple, I feel myself swerving on the pain. Refuse to be crippled. Left foot, right foot, gotta face the mirror. Keep it moving, keep my focus until his plan is clearer. The shovel in his hand, but it's clear I'm not the dealer.
See, I really had to work on my trust.
Yeah, obedience to get hard, I'm done.
Playing my cards, throwing my hand at the star. Cause he already won.
Tough queen, even tougher. With the king, I mean, God, get the glory. You can use my story. I don't have to worry. I'm coming out with the fight. Get the glory. You can use my story. I don't have to worry. It's not my will, it's your mind. It's not my will, it's your mind.
My will is your mind.
God, get the glory. Hallelujah. Get the glory, Lord, in every last one of our stories. Hallelujah.
God, get the glory. You can use my story. I don't have to worry.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Click subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast.
Check us out at becomingevatoday.com
or email us at evamail@becomingevatoday.com.
See you next time. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Click subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast.
Check us out at becomingevatoday.com
or email us at becomingevatoday.com.
See you next time.